Well, now some big news from the supermarket aisle and probably at least a day of food jokes. They go together like ketchup and Oscar Mayer wieners or Velveeta cheese and Ora Ida potatoes. Food giants Heinz and Kraft have agreed to merge, bringing brands like Kool-Aid, Velveeta, Heinz ketchup under one umbrella. Heinz chair Alex Behring put the merger in context this morning on a conference call with investors.
Combining our two businesses will create the third largest food and beverage company in North America and the fifth largest food and beverage company in the world.
And that company will be called Kraft Heinz. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us now. And Maggie, obviously, it's a big deal. I mean, the combined company could be worth $100 billion by 2017, we're reading. But why else is this a big deal? You know, what's behind the merger?
You know, Robin, this is one of those motivated by bigger is better, it seems like. Both of these are big, giant food brands, but they've been struggling a little bit lately as consumers kind of move away from that processed food, things that are viewed as maybe a little unhealthy, toward more fresh, local, organic. We've talked about that in the past. This seems to be an attempt to sort of combine forces, lever up that global supply chain, get costs down, and I think importantly, really focus on international markets where there's a growing middle class. Heinz is better known there. Kraft has really struggled. So it looks like they're hoping to kind of prop each other up and bulk up as they both struggle to kind of find a way forward.
Well, let's remind people, Kraft owns so many iconic brands, Oscar Mayer, Jell-O, Kool-Aid, Velveeta, and of course, Kraft macaroni and cheese. People might remember this ad from 1981.
Make some Kraft macaroni and cheese, please.
Please make some Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's nice and cheesy and it's really pretty easy.
Okay.
Please.
Okay, but Maggie, that's Kraft macaroni and cheese. Kraft Heinz macaroni and cheese does not quite roll off the tongue in the same way. Is there a risk that making this big change will jeopardize these iconic companies?
Yeah, this does remind a lot of people of their childhood, doesn't it? But I got to tell you, it's probably not familiar to my kids. And I think that they don't have much to lose because it doesn't have much traction. There's so much attention on the risks of sodium, high fructose, sugar, that a lot of parents are turning away from those choices for their children. The brands are just not out there as much. So I don't think they're worried as much about the past. I think they're trying to define the future and maybe reach people that aren't as turned off. You know, again, back to those international markets, they're a growing middle class. Some of them haven't been exposed to the brands, and they may have a little bit more appetite than some of the sort of, you know, certainly the U.S. market where there is a lot more awareness and a shift away. So I think they're certainly willing to take that risk, Robin.
Yeah, a lot of families are turning to companies like Annie's for their macaroni and cheese.
Yes, exactly.
We remember, too, Kraft had to recall more than 6 million boxes over concerns that some might contain pieces of metal. Nobody was injured. There was also a controversy over whether Kraft singles, which are called prepared cheese products, would get a Kids Eat Right health food label. So obviously, you know, the merch company might address some of that. But who's involved? We know it's a company called 3G Capital and billionaire Warren Buffett. What does that mean to you?
And I think the Warren Buffett thing is what has a lot of people excited. I'm not sure consumers themselves care so much about this, but investors loved this deal today, especially Kraft investors. That stock was up a lot. Buffett really has a stamp of approval, doesn't he, when he puts his hand in something. And he loves food companies. He is already, Berkshire has stakes in Dairy Queen, See's, Mars, Coca-Cola, famously. In fact, Buffett himself said he likes to eat like a six-year-old. You often see him walking around in Omaha with these brands. He likes businesses. He understands. He likes brands that are popular with the middle class, even if they're considered a little boring. The other player in this is 3G. He's teamed up with them. They're a private equity. They've been very active in buying up food companies. Seems like they also like brands that cater to the middle class. And interestingly, they're known for cost cutting. Again, that a driving issue here. Looks like they're going to try to really those horrible mergers like synergy, but get that global supply chain sort of slimmed down and working for both companies instead of replicating. And also, they're based in Brazil. So again, it's that return to that focus on the emerging markets, that growing middle class elsewhere in the world as a way to maybe find a growth path forward. So those two teaming up, they have in the past, they may again, but they're clearly really interested in the food area.
Well, when you say they have in the past, they teamed up to buy Heinz for $23 billion before, now adding Kraft. CNN's Maggie Lake, thank you so much.